One of the many isurim that you find in Parshas Re'eh is the isur of Baal Tosfot. And interestingly, this is not the first time that Baal Tosfot is mentioned Chumash. Already in Parshas Yeschanan, the Torah tells us that there's an isur of Baal Tosfot and as well an isur of Baal Tigra. If you look, however, in these two Parshios, the isur is formulated in a very different way. When it comes to Parshas Yeschanan, there the Torah tells us, Loshon Rabim, Lo Sosifu Alav, Lo Sigru Menu. When it comes to the Shabbos' Kriya Sator in Parshas Re'eh, here you find Loshon Yachid, Lo Sosif Alav, Lo Sigra Mimena. The difference between Lashon Rabim and Lashon Yachid is found when it comes to many other mitzvos, and the Gemara often points out that there is a critical difference between Lashon Rabim as opposed to Lashon Yachid. When it comes, for example, to the mitzvah of Dalet Minyan, there the Gemara tells us in Sukkan Daf Mem Aleph, the Torah tells us, Ulekach Tem Lachem, Lashon Rabim, and the Gemara is Dorei Shetei Lekicha B'yad Kol Echa B'yecha. Rabbi means that everyone is obligated to be no till the Dalet Minyan. And the Taptosus writes in Sukkan Daf Mem Aleph Mondays, this is based on the fact that the Torah says, Ulekach Tem, Lashon Rabim, it does not say, Ulekach Tov. Rabbi means Lachol Echa B'yecha. And this is what the Gemara writes as well when it comes to Sfira Sa'omer. This is a sugya in Menachos Adav Samachayim Adbeis, where the Gemara tells us, "Usfartem lachem shetei Sfira lachol echad v'echad." Everyone is obligated to count the Omer. Sfira Sa'omer is also a fascinating example because even though in Parshas Emor, there the Torah tells us, "Usfartem lachem b'loshen rabim." Again, in the Shabbos is Kriya Sator in Parshas Re'eh. There, the Torah tells us Shiva Shavuos Tisfar Lach. Here, the Torah repeats the mitzvah of Sfira Somer, similar to this Baal Tosfot, and here it is rendered Lashon Yachid. Lashon Yachid often means that it is not each member of Knesset Yisrael that's obligated to do so, but rather it means that the entity, the unit, the collective body of Knesset Yisrael is obligated to do so. For example, when it comes to counting the years of the Yovel, there the Torah tells us in Parshas Vahar, V'safarta Licha. Very different from Sfiras Omer, V'safartem Lachem. V'safarta Licha, that is not a chiyuv of Kol Echad V'Echad, that means Knesset Yisrael as a whole is obligated to count the years of the Yovel. How is that done? It is not a Chovas Yachid, but rather it is done Al Yedei Bezdin. Tosus, for example, writes, the Tosus is found there in Menachos and Daf Samachay, and in Mesubas and Daf Ayin Beis and Menachos, Tosus says that every year the Sanhedrin will gather and they will count with the bracha the particular year of the Ovel. We do this when it comes to each day of the Sfira because of the Sfarta Mechem, and this is what Knesset Yisrael does as a whole, a Yedei Sanhedrin, when it comes to counting the years of the Ovel cycle as well. That, no doubt, is a Chiddush HaTosus, that every year the Sanhedrin counts the year of the Yovel with the Bracha, and in fact, this is a Safek in the Ramban. The Ramban is found in Parshas Emor, where the Ramban raises the following issue. What exactly do we mean by a mitzvah of Sfira? The Sfira can be interpreted in one of two ways. Sometimes Sfira means literally to count. You have to count as we do when it comes to Sfira Sa'omer. And sometimes the Ramban writes, Sfira simply means to calculate. When it comes, for example, to counting days of Tumah, the Torah tells us the Safra La, a Zav Gdol is obligated to count Shiv Nikim. There the Ramban writes as the Raboshet, it does not mean that you have to count, it means you have to calculate. You have to know when the days of Tumah will end and when Tara could begin. So the Ramban in Parshas Emor writes the following, Sfira Sa'omer is a Svartam Lachem, a mitzvah of counting, and Sfira of Days of Tumah is just simply to calculate. The Ramban has a Safe regarding Sfira Shnos HaYovel. Does it mean the Sanhedrin has to really count each and every year? This is the second, the third, the fourth year of the Yovel cycle. Or does it simply mean the Sanhedrin has to calculate and their Mekadesh, V'kidash Mishnas, Chamishim Shana? What is the Davar Poshet according to Tosus? The Sanhedrin counts every year with the bracha of the years of the Yovel. Here the Ramban writes that perhaps that's not true. Maybe it just simply means the Sanhedrin calculates and their Mekadesh, the year of the Yovel itself, but they don't count the intermediate years at all. But again, the difference between Sfiras HaOmer as opposed to Yovel simply is Lashon Yachid versus Lashon Rabbi. Lashon Rabbi means the Chalefa B'Echad. Lashon Yachid means the collective unit of Knesset Yisrael as a whole. There is Ramban, it's found in Parshas Truma, where the Ramban writes the same thing is true when it comes to Klei HaMikdash. That generally speaking, when it comes to Klei HaMikdash, there the Torah writes Lashon Yachid, Va'asisa. The Torah says you have to make a kiyu, you have to make a shulchan, you have to make a menorah. And there the Ramban explains the same, that it is not ichovas yachid, not everyone is obligated to do so, but rather Knesset Yisrael as a whole has to see to it that you have a mishkan, that you have a beis hamikdash, and that you have all of the necessary kelim. And the Ramban is troubled, why, when it comes to the aron, why does the pasuk say the osu aron? That is the lashon Rabin. And that's the Ramban, the very beginning of Parshas Truma, that writes the beautiful Chiddush name of the Medrash, that there's a difference between Aron as opposed to all the other Kelim. The purpose of all the other Klei HaMikdash is just to facilitate Avodah. Why do you have to have a menorah? The answer is for Hadlokas Aneiros. Why do you have to have a Shulchan? For the mitzvah of Lechem Apanim. Why do you have to have an Aron? There's no Avodah that defines the purpose of the Aron. It's true that Avodas Yom HaKippurim, there is a primary role of the Aron, but in Bayesheni, when the Aron was not in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you still did the Avodah in that place, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Why is it necessary to have an Aron? So the Ramban writes that you see that Aron is not important in terms of Avodah, but rather its presence, so to speak. That's Mekadesh, the Makom Mikdash. And the Ramban goes on to describe that the Aron represents the primacy of the Torah Hashem. The Aron contains the Luchos, contains the Sefer Torah, and that the Ramban writes, Va'asu is Yavu Kulam Diyasku Batorah. Not everyone has to furnish the Klei Avodah, but everyone is obligated to, the Ramban writes, Va'asu Aron, in some shape or form, to participate in Asiyas HaAron. And it's a fascinating Ramban, how all of Klal Yisrael participated in the Aron, even though that was not true of the other Kalim. In fact, the Ramban in Sefer Mitzvos writes that all of the other Kalim, when the Torah says V'asisa, it is not a mitzvah. It's just simply a Hechsher mitzvah. You need the necessary kli in order to do the Avodah. The Ramban writes there's an exception, and that is V'asu Aron is an independent mitzvah. Because you can't argue that Asiyas HaAron is a Hechsher Avodah. There's no Avodah that divides the purpose of the Aron. But for our instance, it's a fascinating difference between Lashon Yachid versus Lashon Rabbi. So two examples. And this Shabbos is Kriyas HaTorah. Of mitzvos that were already told to us Lashon Rabbi that are repeated Lashon Yachid, Sfiras HaOmer and Baal Tosi. When it comes to Sfiras HaOmer, in Parsha Semer, Usvartam Lachem B'Lashon Rabbim, and in Parsha Sra'e, Shiva Shavuos Tisfalav, seeming to indicate that in some shape or form, Sfiras HaOmer is dependent on Bezdin as well. Not only is the Chovas Yachin, but rather the Sanhedrin, the Bezdin, the representative of Knesset Yisrael, their role is critical in terms of the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer. How do you understand this? Sfiras HaOmer B'Lashon Yachin, Shiva Shavuos Tisfalav. So two possibilities. If you look in the Gemara Menachos, and Daf Samachim Beis, here the Gemara is dealing with the issue, as you know. How do you know that Mimachras HaShabbos means that you count the Omer after the first day of Pesach? Maybe Machras HaShabbos means on Motzoi Shabbos. How do we know that it means that immediately after the first day of Pesach, that's when you begin counting? So one of the rayas the Gemara brings is exactly from this pasuk. The Torah tells us, Shiva Shavuos Tisfalav, Loshen Yachin. That means the Gemara says it's a Sfira HaTluya VeBezdin. In what sense? I don't need Bezdin to tell me when it's Motzoi Shabbos. The Gemara writes in Beis Adav Yitzayim, Shabbos is Kviya V'Kaima. Shabbos is fixed, it's set. You don't require Kiddush Bezdin for Shabbos. But you do require Mekadesh Yisroel V'Hazmanim, Kiddush Bezdin, to tell us when Pesach begins. And therefore, that's one of the rayas the Gemara brings, that Machras HaShabbos means an Motzei Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach. Why? Because with that in mind, you can account for the two psukim. Usvartam Lachem Loshon Rabbim, Parshas Emor. Everyone counts. And when do you begin counting? Machras HaShabbos, Motzei Yom Tov, that the Gemara calls a Sfira HaTluya BeBezdin. That's how the Gemara counts the two different parshios. If you look in the Sifri, in Parshas Re'eh, the Sifri goes a step further, a very great Kiddush, that Shiva Shavuos Tisparlach, the Sifri writes, Bibezdin. There's a mitzvah that Bezdin has to count the Omer as well. A very great Kiddush. That's our Gears in the Sifri. There are two mitzvahs of Sfiras Omer. There's a mitzvah that each Yachid has to count, as we do, but there also is a mitzvah that the Sanhedrin has to count the Omer as well. And that's the pasuk of Shiva Shavuos, Tisparlav. Why should that be true? Why should there be a mitzvah on Bezdin, on Sanhedrin, to count the Omer? Everyone's obligated to do so. Rav Soloveitchik wants to explain the following. You know why the sphere is critical? On the one hand, sphere is Eitz. A mitzvah of Sphira is Omer. Good. On the other hand, you know why Sphira is so important? Because Sphira is necessary to be Koveya, the Yontif of Shavuos. Shavuos uniquely is not based on a calendar day. When does Shavuos begin? Tisbru Chamishim Yom. The role of the Bezin in Sanhedrin is Mekadesh Yisro Bahazmanim. The Sanhedrin has to be able to be Mekadesh, the Chag HaShavuos, and that is dependent on Sphira Omer. So the Sifri writes a great Kiddush, and that is there are two mitzvos of Sphira. One is Parshas Emor, Usfartem Lachem, the other is Parshas Rei of Shiva Shavuos Tisparlach, and therefore there is a chiyuv incumbent upon Bezdin to count the Omer as well. So this is a fascinating difference. Yachid, Rabin, a difference in terms of whether it's the tzibur as a whole, al yedei Bezdin, or whether it means each individual is obligated to perform the particular mitzvah. Now what about when it comes to the case of Bal Tosif? Bal Tosif in Parshas V'yeskana Nososifu, B'loshen Rabin, and here, Bal Tosif B'loshen Yachid. Bal Tosif B'loshen Rabin is the classic example of Bal Tosif, and that is an incorrect and inappropriate performance of mitzvah. A person who performs a mitzvah behosafa. That is an example of Bal Tosif. If you look, for example, the sugya in Erev Nedar Tzaliches, a person who will put on two different sets of tefillin, that would be an example of Bal Tosif. The Gemara Menachos and Daf Mem, a person who adds to the Chutei Hatzitzis. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Ches, a person who adds another min to the Dalet Minin. These are all examples of a Yachid who performs a mitzvah b'osavah. That's Bal Tosif in terms of Chefte Shomitzvah. Then you have another form of Bal Tosif, and that's when it comes to inappropriate Zaman HaMitzvah. That's the Sugya Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Ches, and that is Hayoshin B'Sukkah B'Shmini Yilkeh, a person who sits in the Sukkah L'Shem Mitzvah an additional day. Already Sukkah is over, and I sit in Sukkah L'Shem Mitzvah. In that instance, that also is an example of the Gemara of Bal Tosif. You're not altering the Cheftish Mitzvah, you're not changing the Tzitzis, the Tefillin, the Dalaminim, but rather that is Bal Tosif when it comes to the Zman HaMitzvah. And Rashi writes even a further Kiddush. This Rashi is found in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, and that is the following. There the Gemara quotes the Machlokes Tanaim regarding women in mitzvos that they are exempt from. The particular case is Tkiyah Shofar and Smicha. Smicha when it comes to a karbon. And there the Gemara quotes the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda that Ma'akfin es hanashim litkoa. We don't allow women to be tokea b'shofar, and b'svenos Yisrael somchos, and we don't allow women to do smicha on a karbon. Those are Rabbi Yehuda's two examples. We don't allow women to be tokea b'shofar, we don't allow women to do smicha legabe karbon. Why exactly is that true? Well, they're exempt from smicha. The Gemara quotes a pasuk of b'nei Yisrael somchim, b'svenos Yisrael somchos. When it comes to tkiya shofar, that's a mitzvah seisha azman grama that women are exempt from. So what exactly is the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that we don't allow women to perform these mitzvahs? If you look in Marsha, for example, the Marsha explains as follows, that these two cases, Tkiyah Shofar and Smicha, if it wasn't for a mitzvah, I would have said this should be asur. After all, you're not allowed to utilize the behemoth function. I can't ride an animal which is hektish. The only reason I can do smicha b'chol kocho is because there's a mitzvah to do so. So Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that since women are exempt from the mitzvah of smicha, there's no heter for them to perform smicha b'chol kocho al gabi habehema. The Marsha says the same thing when it comes to tkiyah shofar. If there was no mitzvah of tkiyah shofar, I would have said that that's awesome. I'm not allowed to play an instrument on Shabbos and Yom Tov. There's a gzeirah, hashmas kol. So men are obligated in shofar. Understand? One who is exempt from shofar, are they allowed to be tokei of the shofar? Maybe one would argue that what is it override the normal iser if they're exempt from the mitzvah? So that is the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, that if there's a mitzvah that otherwise would involve an element of iser, one who is exempt from the mitzvah cannot go ahead and do so. That's how the Marsha explains the dafka, these two examples, tkiya shofar and smicha. But if you look in Rashi, Rashi writes very differently. Rashi in Rosh Hashanah, daf lamed gimel amud aleph, Rashi writes, you know what troubles Rabbi Yehuda? Bal Tosi, very great kiddush. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who we don't pask in life, Eino mitzuva b'yoseh is an iser of Bal Tosi. After all, you're exempt. You're performing a mitzvah that you're not obligated in. In such a case, that is an iser of Bal Tosi. An interesting kiddush. That is Rashi's biur of the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Again, very great kiddush that Dashi Bal Tosif as well. Bal Tosif is found in the Gemara in Cheftish HaMitzvah, in Zman HaMitzvah, and according to Rashi, it applies even to a case of Eino Mitzuva Va'osa as well. When Tosus quotes Rashi, Tosus softens Rashi. Tosus writes that Nirit Gemosif. If a woman is being tokev a shofar and has the appearance as though she's adding to mitzvah she's obligated in. But Pashav Shat and Rashi calls that an Isser of Baltos. If you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Mamre, there are based on Lokates, the Rambam states the following very great Kiddush. There's a completely new category of Baltos. And that is what we call Baltosiv Dehora. The Rambam writes as follows. The Chachamim have a right, and not only a right, an obligation, in order to create the Siyag LaTorah. And therefore, the Rambam writes in Parabes of Hilchos Mamrim, the Chachamim certainly are obligated to make Gzeros in order to safeguard the Torah. Ushmartim es mishmarti, osu mishmeres limishmarti. The Rambam writes the following caveat. When is it true that the Chachamim have a right to go ahead and to create the Suri Rabbanan? Good, it has to be l'migdon ilsa. It has to be a case where there really is a fear. Otherwise, in Okinami, the Chum have no right to go ahead and do so. Let's assume it's a milsa de lo shiach. It's something which is very, very uncommon. The chshash is a chshash racho. The Gemara says the Chachamim don't make zeros in those conditions. The Rambam implies there's an isser to go ahead and do so. The license the Chachamim have to make zeros through Rabbanan is only if it's really shemayavo. Furthermore, the Rambam writes as follows. The Chachamim have to make it clear that what they are instituting is only an Isser Drabbanan. And the Rambam gives you the following example. That Bisar of B'chalav is an Isser Drabbanan. Lo Sevashol Di B'chalav Mimo means Bisar Behema, not Bisar of. Let's assume the Chachamim say, you know, we're afraid that if a person has Bisar of B'chalav, it will lead to Basar B'chalav Daraisa, and therefore this is an Isser Drabbanan. That's fine, that's good, that's the gzeru, shmartim es mishmartim. Let's assume the Chachamim try to pass this Isser Drabbanan off as being an Isser Daraisa. The Chachamim will declare that this is shat in the Basel, that Lo Sevashol Di B'chalev Himo includes Midaraisa Bisar Ov. The Rambam writes, that's an Isser Daraisa of Batos. That's the Chiddush of the Rambam Sheet. The Beis Din, the Sanhedrin, will violate the Isser Daraisa of Batos. And the Raivin is Masih. Mehepatesi. Where do you see that there is such a case? Bal Tosif, when it comes to Bezin. We know Bal Tosif is when a person performs a mitzvah sasei behosafa. All the earlier examples. Where do you see that there's Bal Tosif? Not in Maisa HaMitzvah, but Bal Tosif when it comes to cases of Horah. That is, in fact, the Raivin's Kasha. Boshav Shad, you know what the answer to the Raivin's Kasha is? The two partials of Bal Tosif. With all the models that we saw, Loshen Yachid, Loshen Rabin. Loshen Rabin is Lachalecha B'Echa. Loshen Yachid means the Sanhedrin who represents Knesset Yisrael as a whole. So in such a case, why the repetition of the Parsha of Bal Tosif? That, Lo Sosif Alav Loshen Yachid, that's similar to the case of Klei HaMikdash, that's similar to the cases that we saw regarding Sviras HaYovel, that is not a chiyuv which is a chalecha b'yechad, that is a chiyuv which is tuliyah b'bezdin. And in such a case, what do you mean Bezdin violates Baltosin? How does Bezdin violate Baltosin? That is the Kiddush of the Rambam, that there's a concept of Baltosin Dehora, inappropriate Psak Halacha. If Bezdin will make a Gzeirat Rabbanan, which is not really a Gzeirat, it's a Gzeirat Gzeirat. If they'll make a Gzeirat, which is a Milsad Lo Shnia. If they will make a legitimate Gzeirat Rabbanan, but try to pass it off as Nisa Daraisa, that, according to the Rambam Shita, is Baltosin. And I'll tell you a fascinating raya to this suggestion. When you look at the Rambam, in Hilchos Mamrim Per Beis Halachates, this Rambam, and there's a Rambam which is found one other place also. This Rambam is the very beginning of the Yad HaChazaka. The Rambam lists the Taryag Mitzvos. This is the Minyan HaMitzvos of the Rambam, not the Sefer Mitzvos, but the very beginning of Yad HaChazaka. The Rambam lists the Taryag Mitzvos, and then the Rambam has two paragraphs, where the Rambam tells you, you know, these are mitzvos daraisa, but then I want you to know there are also mitzvos drabanan. And there the Rambam tells you the same chiddush, that chachamim can create mitzvos drabanan, but they have to be very careful that they tell you that it's a mitzvah drabanan, it's not a mitzvah daraisa. Because if they try to pass it on as a din daraisa, they violate the isser of, so if you look there, at the very beginning of Chazaka, very basic of Usmamim, they violate the isser of lo sosef alam. The Ram quotes the pasuk of Parshas Re'eh. The Ram does not quote the earlier pasuk in Be'ez Chanan of Lo Sosifu Olam. The Rambam quotes this parsha. Now that's the diuk in the Rambam Shita. This is Baltosif Dahora of Bezdin. This is Baltosif which is Blashan Yachin. This is not the Baltosif which is Lechol Efa Ve'efa. So first the Ravid is Masig. I don't think it's true. I don't think that there is a case of Baltosif when it comes to Ahura. Secondly, the Ravid writes an unusual kasha. The Ravid writes, isn't this an asmachta? It's aser. This is an asmachta. The Chachamim have dinim d'rabanan, and the Gemara will ask, what is the source of the din d'rabanan? And the Gemara quotes a pasuk. Now, isn't that exactly an indicator that you can take a din d'rabanan and you can affix it to a particular pasuk? According to the Rambam Shita, that should be an iser of Baltosin. What is an asmachta, the Ravid writes? An unusual kasha. Is that really so difficult? What is an asmachta? I'll tell you two possibilities in asmachta. One possibility is what the Ritva writes in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin. Because the Ritva gets very upset with what the Rambam writes. The Ritva calls this apikursus. Because the Rambam writes in his Hakdama to the Pirush Mishnayos. If you look in the editions of the Kappa, the Pirush Mishnayos, it's on Amud Yud. Take a look, it's worth seeing. The Rambam writes the following. What is an asmachta? The Chacham had a din d'rabanan, and all of a sudden they quote a pasuk. What exactly is the purpose of this association? The Rambam writes, it's ke'ein simin. It's just a mnemonic, the Rambam writes. Kedei she'yishmeru v'yizkeru. That's the lashon of the Rambam. It's a device that you'll be able to remember so many dinim d'rabanan. You have hundreds and hundreds of dinim d'rabanan. How do you remember all of them? The answer is the following. Look, we know Torah Shavitzah, so the Chachamim would link, right, Dinim Drabanan to Psukim in order kind of to trigger, as Ke'en Simin. That's what the Rambam seems to say in the Hakdama to Pirush Mishnayos, and this is what the Rambam writes, the Chachamim term, an Asmachta Ba'alma. That's the phrase Ba'alma. Ba'alma means that it's not really inherent, it's not an indicator of that which is Chomor, it just simply is a memory device. It's a trigger, an mnemonic, in order to go ahead and to associate the din and the rabbanan. The Ritva quotes this Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin. The Ritva gets so upset. The Ritva writes, this is divrei minas, to argue that this is true. The Ritva writes, what do you mean? An asmachta is kavana saborim. Kadosh Baruch Hu, right, dictated the Torah Hashem to Moshe Rabbeinu in such a way that there are certain dinim daraisa that are mafurish v'kra, and there are others that are allusions that Kadosh Baruch Hu anticipated that b'chol dor v'dor the chum would be doresh, and these are alluded to in the pasuk itself. And that's why an asmacht is something which is quite chamor. If you look in the Psicha Kololos, the Prima Gadim, Prima Gadim in his introduction to Shulchan Aruch tells you klolim, something which is very kedai to go through. So the Prima Gadim writes the following, you should realize, not every din d'arais is equal, not every din d'rabban is equal. That which is more mafurish for Krana, din daraisa, is more chamor than, for example, halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, which is not mafurish for Krana at all. And then the Ritva goes on and tells us the same, of course, as true when it comes to dinim d'rabanan.
the more explicit the Din Drabanan is, the more chamor. An asmachta is much more chamor than a takana. Because an asmachta is rooted in the basuk, and that is kavana sabare. It's not a din daraisa. Kadosh Baruch Hu did not envision that this should have all the chumras of a din daraisa, but nonetheless, of course, this is considered to be kavana sabare. This is what the Ritva writes in Rosh Hashanah Daf Design. You know, sometimes you learn Gemaras and you come across an asmachta. The asmachta almost sounds like poshav shat in the basuk. Now, when it comes to the yada boshata b'mayim, when it comes to right the process of tara, the Torah speaks about shtipas yada b'mayim. It sounds like washing. Now, so midaraisa, the Gemara uses it for a very technical drasha, right? Concepts of chatzitza. Midrabana, that's an asmachta for netilas yadayim. It sounds very compelling. Asmachta sounds like poshav shat in the basuk. And a asmachta is something which is quite chamor. The Mamre Nitz writes that a suffix asmachta is the chumra. They went on to some sfeik and rabban and the chumra. So these are two possibilities in asmachta. One is it's just a mnemonic, the Rambam's extreme. The other is what the Ritva writes, the Prima Gadim's elaboration, that this is kavana sabore. I would argue either way, the Ravitz kasha is not a kasha. No? If this is kavana sabore, well, of course it's not baltosid. Baltosid. This is what Kadosh Baruch Hu intended in his Torah. That there should be dinim daraisa, there should be takanas, gzeros, minagim, there should be asmachta. That's baltosid. This is part of the Torah Hashem. And Pashup Shah, the Rambam himself, would argue, an asmachta is not baltosid. All an asmachta is, is an amanit. It's a memory device. It's a tool. How is that considered to be, right, a case of an asmachta? How is that considered to be baltosid? Pashup Shah, the Ravid is assuming, right, a different understanding entirely of that which is, right, an asmachta. Pashup Shah, the Ravid is assuming, this is what you find in the name of the Maharil. This is found in the Chibur Likutei Maharil in Os Chaim, where the Maharil writes that the purpose of an asmachta is ordered to see to it that the Hamon Am is not Mekil in this area of halacha. In other words, the Chum created the Din Rabbanan. They were afraid that people may not take this Din Rabbanan so seriously. So you know what the Chachamim did? They linked it to a particular pasuk. In other words, that they were attempting to convey to the Hamon Am as though this was a Din Daraisa. That Poshup Shat is the Ravid. That's why the Ravid says this should be baltosif according to the Rambam Shita. Poshup Shat that beer in the Kutei Maharil is lachor of the Shita Saravid. It's kasha against the Rambam when it comes to cases of baltosif. Because if you assume the Rambam's beer or the Ritva's beer, how is that baltosif at all? But if you assume it's kind of an attempt to demonstrate that something is really more chamor than it actually is, that the Ravid writes, according to the Rambam, that in fact should be innocent. It's a fascinating view, simply in terms of what baltosif means, what the role of asmachta. This is the Rambam Shita of baltosif Ora, beautifully accounting for the two parshios and the diuk in the Rambam that the Rambam quotes in both places, the pasuk of Parshas Re'eh. This chiddush of the Rambam is helpful regarding the following. Tosus is bothered in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Tezayin. That's the sugi that the Ritva is commenting on as well. By Tzkiyasha. The Gemara describes in Rosh Hashanah Tezayin Lebeis, later Daf Pachesim Lebeis, that midaraisa, one could get by with relatively few kolos. And all of a sudden, midrabanan were obligated to blow many more kolos. We have Tzkiyos Demiyumad and Tzkiyos Demiyushav. Before Rosh Hashanah, Yitz Hashem will discuss all the details. Tosus is bothered. Why isn't that baltosif? The Torah says, do you blow a few kolos? And all of a sudden, you're blowing so many more kolos. Well, the Torah says, for example, the Seder, Berab Tov L'matzos, eat a kazayis ha-matzah, and we do so much more. We eat a kazayis for motzi matzah, a kazayis for api kamen, we have a kazayis for korek. Why aren't these examples of baltosif? The Torah says, ulakaptam lachem, just take the dalaminim And we do so much more than seems to be that which is required. Nidaraisa. Why isn't that considered to be a case of Daltons? That is Tosus's question. So Tosus answers with the following. So, and that is, Asiyas mitzvah pamayim is not Baltosif. Repetition is not Baltosif. Baltosif means something which is inappropriate. Altering the Cheftish mitzvah. I stick an additional parsha into my tefillin. I stick a rose into the egged of the lulav. That's Baltosif. But simply repeating a mitzvah, that's not Baltosif at all. So therefore, for a Kohen to repeat the Berachas Kohen is not Baltosif. For a Kohen to add it, fourth bracha, that's Baltosif. In all these cases, Tosus writes, all you're doing is repetition. You're blowing more kolos, you're eating more kazesim, and allowing leida tila. In such a case, all of these cases are not considered tibotos. That's Tosus's focus. If you look in the Rashba Nesuj, Rosh Hashanah Tezayim Abeid, the Rashba writes the following. The Rashba feels that the kasha doesn't begin. In the case, for example, of Tkiya Shofar, this is a takana drabana. The Chachamim mandate that this is what you must do. And the Torah instructs the Chachamim to do this. The Torah tells us that there's Nisra Bosasur, Ushmartim es Mishmarti. The Chachamim are obligated to make takanos, obligated to make zeros. How is that Botosid? That is not adding to, that's part of the very fabric of the Torah Sashem. The Pasuk says that this is what the Chachamim should do. So therefore, what right the Chachamim have to go ahead into? What do you mean? The Torah tells us. So as long as the Chachamim give license, by definition, that is not considered to be a Hosafa at all. That's what the Rashba writes. If the Rashba would end there, beautiful. The Rashba goes a step further. And the Rashba writes, I will prove that what I'm telling you is true. That when the Chachamim tell you to do more, it is not Baltosif. And the Rashba proves it by analogy, by comparison. What happens when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos? So the Gemara in Yevamos, the Tzani obeys, Yishkoach v'yach Chachamim, not the Dover min HaTorah. The Chachamim have a right to tell you, don't. Don't be tokei of the shofar, don't take your dalet minyan. The Rashba asks, why isn't that Bal Tikra? The Chachamim say, don't do a mitzvah. Why isn't that Bal Tikra? The Rashba answers, just as when the Chachamim say, don't, it is not Bal Tikra, so too, when the Chachamim say yes, to do more, it is not Bal Tosif. So the Rashba finishes the following. Then when it comes to a takanas Chachamim, that's not Bal Tosif, and the Rai of the Rashba is from the case of Bal Tigra. That Raya of the Rashba is very good. If the Rashba would have stopped in the first line, I understand it very well. If the Torah empowers the Chachamim, by definition, that's not a Hosafa. But the Raya is from Bal Tigra. What right do the Chachamim have to tell you not to be Tokev Veshof Rosh Hashanah Veshabbos? And the answer is that just as that is not Bal Tigra, because the Torah allows Chachamim, so to our case is not Bal Tosif. Very good. What's difficult about this? If you look in the Turiyah, the Turiyah in Rosh Hashanah is bothered by the following. First of all, doesn't the Gemara ask this issue? What right do the Chachamim have to tell you not to be Tokei B'Shofar? Not to take Dalet Minyan? And what's the answer? You know what the answer is? Yesh Koach B'Yad Chacham Lachor Dov Min HaTorah, the Sheva Al Tassim. The Chachamim have a right to tell you not to do a mitzvah. They have that right. Yesh Koach B'Yad Chacham Lachor Dov Min HaTorah, the Sheva Al Tassim. They have a right to tell you not. Not Bukum Besei. The Chachamim will not create a mitzvah doros to eat treifas, that they can't do. But the Chaim can tell you, Yesh kof yachakom lachar dov min ha-Torah, b'shev al taseh. So the Torah Yavin is very bothered. Maybe this is Valtigra. But the Chachamim have a right to tell you to violate Valtigra by sitting back and doing nothing. What was the Rashba troubled by? I'll bring you a raya that this is not Baltosa because I'll prove to you it's not Baltigra. Maybe it is Baltigra. But Yesh Koach Miyad Chachamim Lapa Dominator Veshe Baltasa. What raya then was the Rashba? If you look as an example, Rabbi Chanan at Kovet Tzaharos, the Zut Nivamas, and Tzadi, Rabbi Chanan writes that apparently the Rashba understood Shev Al Tasin Kum Vesei slightly differently. We usually think it means the following. The Chanan can't tell you actively, but passively it's okay. Apparently the Rashba understood no. The Chachamim can tell you not to perform a mitzvah sasei, but the Chacham cannot tell you to violate in history. Lo sasei. It's as though Kum Vesei and Shev Al Taseh are kind of code names for a mitzvah sasei and a mitzvah lo sasei. Maybe that's the svar of the Rashba. The Chacham have a right to tell you not to be notel lula, not to be tokei b'shofar. That's a mitzvah sasei. The Chacham have a right to tell you don't perform mitzvah sasei. But Bal Tigra is an Isser Lo Sase. The Chum have no right to tell you to violate Allah. So how can the Chum tell you not to be Tokeh B'Shofar? Isn't that an Isser Lava Bal Tigra? That's the right of Rashba. When you listen to the Koach HaChamim, that is not called Bal Tigra, just as Macham tell you to do something that is not called Bal Tosif. That's Rabbi Chanan, Nivamos, Makobasaris, Nivamos, Tzadim Abeis, interprets this Rashba. But I'll tell you an even more difficult issue. Is that Bal Tigra? Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, and we are not Tokei B'Shofar. We're not Notho Dalaminim. That's Bal Tigra. Is that what Bal Tigra is? Forget about Rosh Hashanah. Forget about the case of Sukkot. A person this morning that he didn't put on film. He failed to fulfill the mitzvah sasei. Would you argue that that person violated Bal Tigra? Baltigra means performance of a mitzvah bigira'om. Just like baltosif is performance of a mitzvah behosafa. A person will offer a karma, and instead of doing four zrikos, he'll only do one zrika sadam. Performance of a mitzvah bigira'om, that is baltigra. If a person sits back and does nothing, that's baltigra. But every time a person fails to perform mitzvah sasei, he violates a lav of Bal Tigra. I would have argued against the Rashba and said, that's not Bal Tigra at all. If the Chachamim say, don't do anything, and you sit back, and you're not Tokei B'Shofar, you're not Notel Dalet Minim, you don't eat Matzah and Pesach, you're Mevatel and Mitzvah Sasei. But that's a Lo Sasei, a Bal Tigra. Every essay is allowed. Rabbi Yehuda Shita, not that you need this. Rabbi Yehuda Shita is a lav she'en o'maisa, lo ken lo. When you violate a lav, you'll get malchus daraisa if it's in o'maisa. So every time you fail to fulfill a mitzvah sasei, you're violating the lav of Bal Tigra. Rabbi Yehuda should get malchus for every mitzvah sasei? Of course not. How do you even understand the Rashba's argument? When the Chachamim tell you not to be dokei b'shofar, they're telling you not to fulfill a mitzvah sasei. That's not Bal Tigra. When the Chachamim tell you to do a mitzvah in an embellished form, maybe that is Bal Tosif. So how do you understand that? So if you look in the back of the Torah Yevin, there are Hagos of Baruch Reva. That's the Imre Baruch. So there, the Imre Baruch writes the following. This Rashba is like Aram. That there are two parshios about Tosef. When it comes to a yachin, you're right. Bal Tosef is performance of a mitzvah behosava. You add a parsha to your tefillin. And Bal Tigra would be performance of a mitzvah bigira'om. That's called Tosef Lechalecha Biyachad. If the Yachid sits back and doesn't eat matzah, that's not Baal Tosef. That's not Baal Tigra. They're simply Mavatva, Mitzvah Sasei. But the Rambam writes there's a new concept of Baal Tosef. And that is when the Chachamim add a mitzvah, or when the Chachamim delete a mitzvah. That is the Chiddush of the Rashi. This should be an Isra Baal Tosef and Baal Tigra of Horah, Parshas Re'eh. That is Baal Tigra. And that's exactly the Rashba's Kasha. When the Chachamim tell you, they make up a new mitzvah, they pass it on as a mitzvah daraisa, that's Baal Tosef. The Rashba assumes it's the Rambam. And when the Chachamim tell you, I'm wiping this mitzvah off the board, doesn't exist, there's no mitzvah to kiyah shofar now, that's Baal Tigra. A yachid, of course, will not violate Baal Tigra, failing to perform mitzvah. But when the Chachamim will issue a psak halacha that the mitzvah does not apply, isn't that Baal Tigra? That's the Raya of the Rashi. The fact that Koach of Chachamim extends to Akiras Davim and HaTorah, that shows you that no, this is not Koach Baal Tigra, because the Chachamim have a right to do so. If they do it in an abusive way, that is Baal Tigra. For no reason whatsoever, the Chachamim say don't perform mitzvah, that would be Baal Tigra. But if they're doing it the Migdar Milsa, because they're afraid it'll lead to Chilul Shabbos, and it's more important to safeguard Shabbos, even at the expense of shofar and Dalek Minim, that's fine. That's part of the Shmartim as Mishmartim. But if the Chacham will just simply tell you, failure to go ahead and do so, so in such an instance, that is considered to be Baal Tigra, not Baal Tigra of Parshas V'Yaskana, that's Baal Tigra of Parshas Re'eh. That's the Kiddush of Baal Tangle, that this Ashma. It's like a Rambam Shita, that there are two different parshios when it comes to the Isser of Baal Tosef. There is a fascinating Gemara in Erevin, that Tzarevav, regarding Baal Tosef as well, but the Gemara tells us as follows. Let's assume, for example, that all of a sudden a fire breaks out in a particular house. And I know that in the house, for example, there are tefillin. And we're talking about a case where the house is not enclosed. It would be usher for me to go in to carry the tefillin outside the house on Shabbos. How is it possible for one to transport the tefillin mechutz labayis? The only way it can be done is if it is derech levisha. If you'll go ahead and you'll don the tefillin, and you'll walk out of the house wearing the tefillin, if it's the derech levisha, that in fact is considered to be fine. So the Gemara states the following Kiddush. You know, the Gemara describes that there's ample room to wear two pairs of tefillin. When the Machaber describes those from Machmor for Rabbeinu Tam, it's wearing two pairs of tefillin simultaneously. Right, that's the Poshup Shah in the case of Shofar. I'm not taking off and putting on. But what do you mean? There's ample room on the Yad, there's ample room on the Rosh to wear two pairs of tefillin. So in such a case, in principle, maybe one could go ahead and wear two pairs of tefillin at once. So would that be an Eitzah? I'm trying to get the Zugei tefillin right out of the house on Shabbos. So go ahead and to wear two pairs of tefillin. The Gemara writes the following interesting Yiddish. That this perhaps should depend on the machlokes tanaim, machlokes samaraim of mitzvos tzrichos and mitzvos ein tzrichos kavanah. How is that linked? The Gemara says as follows. If you hold mitzvos tzrichos kavanah, so then wearing two pairs of tefillin is a great answer. It's all considered to be derech levisha because you're wearing the tefillin properly. What's the downside? What's the possible problem? Is that Baal Tosef? Is it Baal Tosef to wear two pairs of tefillin? So the Gemara says, wait, if you hold mitzvah tzrichos kavana, a mitzvah requires kavana. When you wear these pairs of tefillin simply in order to get it out of the house, you're not doing so l'shem mitzvah. So if you're not wearing them l'shem mitzvah, that would not be Baal Tosef. An interesting Kiddush. If you hold mitzvah strichos kavana, Baal Tosef also would require kavana. In the sense that you violate Baal Tosef when the conditions of the mitzvah are met.
So therefore, if I am wearing the tefillin, not having a mind to be yotze, that is not a kiyum ha-mitzvah. In such a case, that wouldn't even be b'al tosef. But if you hold, the Gemara says, mitzvos tzrichos kavana, then the Gemara says, wearing two pairs of tefillin is a problem. That's b'al tosef. You'll tell me, I didn't have a mind to be yotze. That's not critical. Mitzvos ain't tzrichos kavana means yotze even without kavana. So a double mitzvah is done. That here is inappropriate. That's an example of valtosin, of performing a mitzvah, the hosa. So that's what the Gemara writes, interesting Kiddush, that if one should assume mitzvah srichos kavana, you can wear two pairs of tefillin at once to get them out of the house. If mitzvah ain't srichos kavana, then you can only do it one at a time. That's the second error that adopts anyone. If you look at the Turi Evin, here in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chavches, that's one of the sugyas of Mitzvah Srikos, Mitzvah Saint Srikos Kavana. The Turi Evin raises a fascinating question. The Turi Evin quotes the sheet of Tosus that seems to be the sheet of Rov Rishonim. This is what Tosus writes in Sakam and Daf Zayin, and Tosus writes in Sukkah and Daf Lamed Tes. We had the Tosus last year, Brachos and Afi Bezim and Aleph, where Tosus always assumes that what is mitzvos ein tzrichos kavana mean? Mitzvos ein tzrichos kavana means for a person performs a mitzvah and kind of his mind is blank. Were you mechavid at that time for the asiyas ha-mitzvah? The person, no, I was daydreaming. I didn't realize it at the time. But let's assume Tosus always writes that you have kavana hafufa, kavana ledavar acher. Then of course you're not yotze, even if you assume mitzvos ein tzrichos kavana. So if I have in mind that I'm not going to be yotze, Tosus says you're not yotze. That's one of the answers that Tosus in their Sukkim Dav Zayin, Sukkim Lamed Tes, when it comes to Dalabinim. We want the bracha to be over lasiyasa. But once you pick it up, you're yotze. So one of the aces Tosus says is to flip it upside down. You know what the other ace Tosus says? Just simply have in mind that you're not going to be yotze until after the bracha. And there Tosus spells out, because even if you assume it's ein tzrichos kavana, but if you have in mind you're not going to be yotze, you're not going to be yotze. Everyone agrees to that. Mitzvah ein tzrichos kavana just simply means mehasdam. But if you have kavana ledavar acher, kavana hafucha, in such a case, you're not going to be yotze. That's Tosus the sheet of throughout Shas. So Turi Evin is very bothered. So isn't this a great eitzah? The house is burning. You want to get the tefillin out. So what does the Gemara say in Erev and Tzaribon? Right? If you hold mitzvah srichos kavana, so in such a case, wear two pairs of tefillin at once. But if you hold mitzvah srichos kavana, you're stuck because that's baltosid. Why are you stuck? Just have in mind not to be yotze. In other words, right? Kavana shelo laseis, if you hold mitzvah ein tzrichos kavana, is equal to, that's our analogy, a mitzvah b'li kavana, if you hold mitzvah tzrichos kavana. So whatever the Gemara suggests is an eitzah, if you hold mitzvah tzrichos kavana, this should be an eitzah if you hold mitzvah ein tzrichos kavana, if you have in mind not to be yotze. And the Turi Evin writes that it must be that this is a raya to the sheet of the Ritva of Sakim and Abzayim, against Tosus, that mitzvah saying tzrichos kavana means kavana is irrelevant. Even if you scream, I'm not going to be yotze, you're still yotze. That's a chiddush, that's what the Ritva writes. Sakim and Abzayim, if you hold mitzvah saying tzrichos kavana, you're yotze believe kavana, even if you have no intent to be yotze at all. Even if you, for whatever reason, desire not to be yotze. But Tosus is mafurish against that. That's the tzarachim of the Shavuzari and Turi Evin. That if you hold like Tosus, isn't there a simple answer? So Rabbi Elchanan has a beautiful beam. This is found in the Kovet Shiurim, in the second chelik of Kovet Shiurim in Sinan Lamed Gimel. Rabbi Elchanan has a piece on Tosus. Rabbi Yochanan argues as follows, that that analogy we just mentioned is wrong. Our analogy was the following, that if you hold mitzvah srichas kavana and you lack kavana, isn't that exactly the same as mitzvos in srichas kavana, where you have in mind not to be yotzei? In both cases, you're not yotzei. So what is true of one is true of the other. The Rabbi Chanan writes through that's not true. That's not true. And here he argues as follows. If you hold mitzvos srichas kavana, that means that without kavana, there's no mitzvah at all. Categorically, mitzvah srichas kavana. If you lack kavana, the maisa hamitzvah is incomplete. If you hold always mitzvah srichas kavana, kavana is an inherent part of each and every mitzvah. So therefore, if you lack kavana, an integral part of that mitzvah is lacking. That doesn't have a shame mitzvah at all. If you hold mitzvos ein srichos kavana, that certainly is not true. You can't argue that kavana is an inherent part of the maisa mitzvah. V'harayah, you can be yotzei without kavana. But the maisa mitzvah is v'inkomomei. It is a maisa mitzvah. Let's assume, for example, according to Tosfos, that I scream, I don't want to be yotzei. I don't want to be yotzei. So it's true, Tosfos admits that if a person performs an act, a maisa mitzvah, and he's screaming, I don't want to be yotzei, it's not a kiyum hamitzvah. You will not be mitkayim the mitzvah. A person is not going to be mitkayim a mitzvah bal karka. But you can't argue that it's nothing. A maisa hamitzvah is. If I lack kavana, does it simply mean that I'm not mitkayim the mitzvah? There's no kiyum hamitzvah? Or do we argue that a mitzvah bli kavana al kedin is not even called a maisa hamitzvah at all? Here Rabbi Chanan writes the following chiddush that should depend. If you hold mitzvos srichos kavana, there's no such thing as a maisa mitzvah bli kavana. Then maisa mitzvah bli kavana is zero. That is not called a maisa mitzvah at all. If you hold always mitzvos ein srichos kavana, you can't argue a mitzvah bli kavana is nothing. Of course not. Why then are you yotzei? If you scream you don't want to be yotzei, why would we say, according to Tosfos, you're not yotzei? The answer is, there's no kiyum hamitzvah. But a maisa hamitzvah it is. An interesting Yiddish. Rabbi Chanan suggests, if you hold mitzvos srichos kavana, bli kavana is not even a maisa hamitzvah. If you hold that mitzvos ein srichos kavana, but you have kavana l'varacher, it is not a kiyum hamitzvah. The Yiddish that Rabbi Chanan writes is as follows. Bal Tosif does not require a kiyum hamitzvah. You're not in kind of mitzvah very often in the case of Bal Tosif. Bal Tosif requires a maisa mitzvah. When a person inappropriately performs a maisa mitzvah, that is called Bal Tosif. So Rabbi Chanan writes then as follows. That man erdem, that tzarivav. If a person would lack kavana, assuming mitzvah srichos kavana, that is not even called a maisa mitzvah. So in such a case, that's not Bal Tosif. There's nothing wrong with wearing your two pairs of tefillin outside. The kasha, the teriyevin, but what about hakavana l'davar acher? You're right. There's no kiyum hamitzvah. You have kavana l'davar acher. But a maisa hamitzvah, in fact, it is. And in such a case, then one would violate Bal Tosif. And that's why the Gemara writes, if you have mitzvah sein srichas kavana, you have to wear only one pair of tefillin at a time. You can't wear two pairs of tefillin. Even if you have kohanat to be yotzei, but nonetheless, it is considered to be a maisa mitzvah. Rabbi Chanan writes that he asked Reb Chaim the following question. You have a stolen sukkah. and a person sits in that stolen sukkah, you're not yotzei. That's the word sukkah nafdes. You're not yotzei for a sukkah gzulah. Is that halachi in maisa mitzvah, or is that halachi in kiyum mitzvah? Does it mean you're not mekayim the mitzvah in a sukkah gzulah? Or does it mean, you know what? Sitting in a sukkah gzulah is like sitting in a room, sitting in your house. It is not called even a maisa hamitzvah at all. That's what Rav Chaim was asked by Rav Chanan. And what was Rav Chanan's nafkamina? We mentioned, right, that sugya of Arba Tosef, Rashonach Ches, a person who sits the day after Sukkot in the sukkah, he violates Bar Tosef. What if he would sit in the sukkah? This sukkah would not be a sukkah share the mitzvah, but would you argue that it is not even considered to be a maisa mitzvah? If it's not even a maisa mitzvah, you wouldn't even be yotzei, you wouldn't fulfill the mitzvah about tosef. You wouldn't violate this about tosef. If it's just a lafkin ki mitzvah, then not. Rabbi Chanan goes on to say maybe this can be helpful in tosef is kashya sukkah daftes, because the gemara writes you're not yotzei with the sukkah gzula. And why is that true? Because kaka sukkos tasa lafa lotzei asa gzula. Tosis is very bothered. What do you need a pasuk for? What is wrong with mitzvah bav yaveira? What do you need a pasuk for? Many different terms in this kasha of Tosis. What do you have to come up with a new pasuk? We call it a kula. We have a concept of mitzvah bav yaveira. Rabbi Chanan answers the interesting possibility that if it was only mitzvah bav yaveira, one could argue mitzvah bav yaveira means that it's not a kiyum hamitzvah. You're not mekayim hamitzvah if one does so be'aveira. But if you have a pasuk that tells you this is not a yeshiva's pasukah, maybe it's not even considered to be a maisa mitzvah at all. Rabbi Chanan suggests that the teretz would be, right, this case of, right, bal tosef, would one fulfill, right, or one violate the isra of bal tosef if one sits an extra day in that case. And it's an important finish. There is just to conclude. Is the Slavaka Rosh Hashiva in the Hebrew, which is called Leket Sichas Musim. This writes the following, that when you look at the two different parshios, the Schan and Re'eh, you find that the emphasis of the parsha is very different. In Parshas V'Yeschanan, there the Torah speaks about performance of mitzvahs, also sifu. In Parshas Re'eh, right, the Torah is speaking not about details of mitzvahs, but rather the Torah is speaking about Avodas Hashem in the broadest sense. Here in Parshas Re'eh, the Torah tells us the following. You're going to be exposed to the Umos HaOlam, and you're going to see the types of things that they do, and maybe you're going to say the following, that Echa Yavdu HaGayim Es Eloheyem Ve'es HaKein Ganon. I'm going to see what the Gayim do, and I will try to mimic their behavior. That's what the pasuk says, lo sosef v'lo hosivim. The chiddush that he writes is the following, that maybe that can account for the two parshas. And as we described, yachin rabin, that's certainly in the Torah is true in terms of that distinction, but maybe the emphasis of the parshas is very different. Parshas V'yeshan is talking about details of the performance of the mitzvah. Parshas Re'eh is talking about hanhaga, of derech ha-Torah in the broader sense. A person will go ahead and be exposed to Umos HaOlam, and he will try to adopt, right, a pagan practice, or try to incorporate that into one's own avodah. Esa kein ganani, and that's what the pasuk says. The following was so simple, that bal tosef is not just simply in terms of the detail, right, an elder min in a lulav, but rather in the broadest sense of avodas Hashem. That avodas Hashem has to be Torah based. If the basis of Avodas Hashem somehow is, right, an outside influence, that's what the Torah is describing. And here the Torah tells us, that ideal of Esa King Ganani, that way of attempting to go ahead and somehow, right, intervene, right, that which the Od Avodah Zarah will do into Avodas Hashem, also is considered to be Isra Bal Tosef, even above and beyond the technical Hagdara. And that he describes applies to Derech HaTorah, it applies to Midos, it applies to Anhaga. Right? There's a concept of Bal Tosef Bal Tigra in terms of the broadest form of Avodas Hashem aside simply from details when it comes to cases of mitzvahs themselves. It's a fascinating possibility, just simply in terms of an explanation of the two parshiyos of Baal Tosef. If you get a chance over Shabbos, take a look at the Mechastina in Tafnun A and Tafnun Vav, Isur Baal Tosef, Isur Baal Tigra. There the Mechastina points out seemingly an incredible, incredible Kiddush, and that is, how does one violate Isur Baal Tosef the Mezid? Shogig, I understand, right? That inadvertently, I went ahead and performed the mitzvah Baal Safa. But if I intentionally perform a mitzvah Baal Safa, well, if the Gemara writes that you can only violate Baal Tosef, then we just had an error there, in a way that it would be otherwise a mitzvah, like mitzvah Srikos Kavana, mitzvah Saint Srikos Kavana. So if a person is doing an act, bemazed in order to violate this Baal Tosef, is that considered to be a Maisa HaMitzvah, a Kiyom HaMitzvah? That would render the person chay for Baal Tosef. The Mechastina writes, what seems to be an impossible Hiddush, interesting to take a look at, that the Rambam doesn't write, you get Malkus for Baal Tosef. You know why? Because Malkus is only bemazed, and Baal Tosef only violate B'shogim. Because once you do it bemazed, that's it. It doesn't even have a shame mitzvah whatsoever. And if something doesn't even meet the requirement of a mitzvah, right, it is something that cannot even potentially become a case of Baal Tosef. Interesting possible Kiddush. I think about that, or the Mechastina. These are fascinating approaches. This is Baal Tosef and this is Baal Tigra. Okay, let me ask you about the next shiur where I think it's supposed to be shiur on Sunday.